Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. One of life's frustrations is having too much to do and not enough time to do it. Likewise, one of life's tragedies is when you have too few years of life and miss out on so much. And one of life's mysteries is when you have too many years of life and live way longer than you want to. So much of life is wrapped up in the passage of time, and you are constantly reminded that time runs out. Plants wither, buildings collapse, and civilizations crumble. What can you depend on while time marches on and so much changes? The eternal God. When God tells us that He is eternal, it means more than that He exists for an endless period of time. It means that with God there is no time. The eternal God has no beginning and no end. He is not bound by time. He simply is. Every moment since the beginning of time is always present for Him. Unlike God, we are bound by time. We live from moment to moment with a past, present, and future. That is why God's eternity is difficult for us to understand. But God does not reveal His eternal nature to confuse us. He reveals it to comfort us. Since God is eternal, He can be a refuge for all His people of all time. Think about it. God will never leave things on His to-do list undone because He ran out of time. God always has the time to listen to your prayers and answer them. God never leaves you defenseless because He doesn't have the time to protect you. Time never limits Him. But it does limit you. And when your time on this earth ends, God will catch you in His everlasting arms. The eternal Son of God wrapped Himself in human flesh and entered time to be your Savior. He lived a perfect life for you, died on the cross for you, and rose from the dead to give you eternal life. Whenever you are stressed by the press of time or reminded how short life can be, thank God that He is your eternal refuge. Eternal God, give us the wisdom to trust You as our refuge and the faith to cling to Christ our Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.